This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Attorney General William Barr, who has been absent for weeks and weeks, telling the Associated Press, "To date, we have not seen fraud on a scale," he said, "that could have affected a different outcome in the election." He is either a liar or a fool, or both.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
The ballot had a straight party ticket vote for both the Democrat and the Republican. The poll worker then said, "I think I'm going to give it to the Democrats." That's absolutely absurd. That is illegal. The vote should have been tossed out. And then her supervisor defers to her and says, "Well, what do you think?" And I'm like, "Well, what do you think? It doesn't matter what you think. It's the law. Why not give it to the Republicans instead of the Democrats?" The gentleman began screaming at me, and he told her to push the ballot through.
At approximately 4:03 a.m., a poll worker announced, "50 boxes of ballots coming in." Election workers loudly cheered. Woo! Why? Did they know that they were for Biden?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
130,000 to 280,000 completed ballots for the 2020 general election were shipped from Bethpage, New York to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where those ballots and the trailer in which they were shipped disappeared.
Unchained and unstoppable.
When do you get back to the normal economy? There is a range of when the experts will say you can get to that point. Some say as soon as June. Some say not until September.
Can't hold on much longer.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you're a new viewer to Newsmax, we hope you, we thank you for tuning in to Newsmax, the fastest growing news cable channel in the United States. And I hope you'll like the programs that you're going to see here. My name is Howie Carr. If you'd like to tune in, if you'd like to call into the show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. It's another busy news day. Rudy Giuliani is going to be in Michigan testifying before a legislative committee. Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell, two of the president's lawyers, just held a rally in Atlanta, and there's going to be meetings, hearings tomorrow at the state capitol in Atlanta at 9 o'clock Eastern. And the president of the United States just released a taped 46-minute speech. He said it's the most important speech he's ever delivered. We haven't had time to go through the entire speech yet, but we did want to play for you the 2 minutes that have already been pulled out of the speech. So this is the President of the United States on videotape.
Thank you. This may be the most important speech I've ever made. I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections. We used to have what was called Election Day. Now we have election days, weeks, and months, and lots of bad things happened during this ridiculous period of time, especially when you have to prove almost nothing to exercise our greatest privilege, the right to vote. As president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States. That is why I am determined to protect our election system, which is now under coordinated assault and siege. For months leading up to the presidential election, we were warned that we should not declare a premature victory. We were told repeatedly that it would take weeks, if not months, to determine the winner, to count the absentee ballots, and to verify the results. My opponent was told to stay away from the election. Don't campaign. We don't need you. We've got it. This election is done. In fact, they were acting like they already knew what the outcome was going to be. They had it covered, and perhaps they did, very sadly for our country. It was all very, very strange. Within days after the election, we witnessed an orchestrated effort to anoint a winner, even while many key states were still being counted. The constitutional process must be allowed to continue. We are going to defend the honesty of the vote by ensuring that every legal ballot is counted and that no illegal ballot is counted. This is not just about honoring the votes of 74 million Americans who voted for me. It's about ensuring that Americans can have faith in this election and in all future elections.
So that's the President of the United States. He just released that tape. The entire address runs 46 minutes long. And obviously, he seems a lot more more energized and into it than he did the last time he spoke publicly at any length, which was Sunday morning with Maria Bartiromo, where he seemed almost resigned, not totally, but almost resigned to leaving office. And I guess he's starting to have a series of Christmas parties at the White House, and he supposedly told some people, according to reports, you know, and again, I know there's a lot of fake news out there. According to some reports last night, he said, "I'll see you in 4 years," meaning 2024. So I'm glad he issued this this statement today, this afternoon, and it seems like the word is getting out. I mean, just the volume of whistleblowers that are coming forward, the evidence in all of these states. Nevada, they're saying 40,000 people voted twice, and that they have it cold. You know, Pennsylvania, the 1.8 million absentee ballots go out, 2.5 million come in. You have the truck driver, a sworn oath, saying he delivered 300,000 ballots that were already filled in from I think Long Island to Pennsylvania. So,
where's the proof? You can't keep saying all these things without evidence, my friend.
Oh, I know. I know. This isn't like the dodgy dossier,
no.
You know, where they just went with it for hours and hours and hours. And that's another breaking news story. CNN is busted today by Project Veritas. Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's undercover journalism, has been sitting in on the CNN morning news conferences for weeks now. And they finally started releasing the tapes, and it's going to be very embarrassing to CNN over the next few days.
Couldn't happen to a nicer group of people, Howie. Truly, that story warmed my heart. I thought that was such a feel good story, and I loved watching the video of James O'Keefe say, basically, hello, guess who's on the line? It was really great. Guys, Grace's News is brought to you by Genesis 950. If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. If you have a dog or a cat, or even if you just have any sort of mess in your house, you want Genesis 950. Order a gown direct at genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than $10 in savings. Speaking of people who, you know what, never mind. I was going to say a feel-good story, but it's just not. Ex-FBI Director James Comey to teach at Columbia Law School, Howie.
Isn't that where the guy that he was handing off all of these secret anti-Trump made-up stories to, isn't that where he taught? He hired him as an FBI sort of off-budget employee, and then when the feds started coming after this guy, he said, "Well, he's my lawyer, so we have an attorney-client privilege, and you can't question him." So now he's got a job. One hand washes the other, Grace. You know, he hires the guy from Columbia. Now Columbia has hired him. Oh, and there's another story too that Joe Biden's transition team, because he doesn't speak himself, told the New York Times that they're going to keep Christopher Wray on as the FBI director.
Oh, what a show.
I wonder why. I wonder why. He's such a selfless public servant, isn't he?
Well, Howie, just to get back here to James Comey for 1 second, it's going to be tough for him to teach students because I think he's only going to have one answer when they ask a question.
I don't know the answer to that.
How often can you, you know, I don't know. I like my teachers to have answers, my professors to teach me things.
I think, you know, I don't think any records have been kept over who said, I don't recall, or to the best of my recollection, I don't remember, or some variation thereof. I don't think any records have ever been kept, but if they did keep them, he would have to be right up there. I think he said it over 240 times at one hearing.
That's almost as much as Obama says I in a speech. Man, they used to keep track of that. But speaking of President Obama, he's under a little bit of fire here from progressive Democrats for criticizing defund the police. He was giving an interview to some Snapchat channel because they do all these, you know, social media things now. He does BuzzFeed a lot, all that kind of stuff. And he said that the snappy slogans can turn a lot of people off. And this got progressives very angry, Howie, because they feel as though, yes, we can, was a snappy slogan, and that he shouldn't be insulting them. But what's really interesting, and Tom Cotton brought this up on Twitter, the senator, Tom Cotton, he said, you know, Obama isn't telling them they shouldn't try to defund the police. He's just telling them they have to be a little bit more nuanced about it. Like, oh, we actually had the sound. Let's play it.
If you believe, as I do, that we should be able to reform the criminal justice system so that it's not biased and treats everybody fairly, I guess you can use a snappy slogan like defund the police, but you know you've lost a big audience the minute you say it, which makes it a lot less likely that you're actually going to get the changes you want done.
Howie, I find this amazing because we had this exact conversation yesterday and I said, you know, the far left versus the moderate left. And you said to me, it's the far, far, far left versus the far left. And here's the truth is that they all want the same things. But Obama just wants everyone to be as smooth talking and deceptive as he is about it. And it's kind of like, you know how they say you can't be a little bit pregnant? You can't be a little bit of a Democrat right now. You're either in for defund the police or you're not. And he's in for it. He just doesn't want them to say it out loud.
I agree that, you know, Grace, I didn't pay much attention to that whole controversy, that tempest in a teapot, because I know where he stands on defunding the police.
Exactly.
Everybody knows. I was more interested when one of the late night chat show hosts asked him, have you seen the secret UFO files? And he said, yes.
It always comes back to aliens with you, Howie.
And he said, and so the host said, what's in them? And he said, I can't tell you. And he got a big, you know, a Cheshire cat grin on his face. I want to know what's in the UFO files, Grace.
Those are your probably two favorite Obama moments. Was that the UFO files? And also you liked his turkey pardon one year. Because I remember I was listening to you and you were saying, you know, Obama actually had some pretty good jokes today pardoning that turkey. So we'll add that to his list of accomplishments.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
I appreciate it. Folks, meet your new work chair. It's the Backstrong chair, and I've been using it for the last few weeks, and I feel great. I was getting some soreness from my daily bike ride on the island since I got back down to Florida, and I was a little sore and stiff. And that's the same kind of soreness and stiffness you get when you sit too long while you're working. Well, it's gone now. My body feels good when I'm sitting in my new Backstrong office chair. And this is important. When I get out of the chair to walk around, I feel refreshed. I actually feel better. Poorly designed office chairs can lead to severe pains in your back, neck, and shoulder muscles. But not with the Backstrong chair. It guarantees you good posture. You literally cannot slouch. All while stimulating circulation and improving flexibility. The patented Backstrong chair was designed by a nationally recognized chiropractor to help you overcome discomfort from sitting too long. The chair keeps you moving throughout the day, which is what your back, body, and brain need to be healthy and pain-free. When you sit better, you feel better. The Backstrong chair is the best ergonomic chair for reducing back pain and neck pain, and it's super comfortable. Perfect for your home or office, or increasingly your home office. Backed by hundreds of five-star reviews and a 60-day money-back guarantee. It'd be a great Christmas present for someone if they're spending more time working out of the house. To get yours, go to backstrong.com today to save $100 and get free shipping. Use discount code Howie. Remember, save $100 and get free shipping on your Backstrong chair at backstrong.com. Use discount code Howie. That's backstrong.com, discount code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. That's also the number if you want to make a contribution to today's Chump Line. That's our recorded voicemail message service. Just go to 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your recorded message, and you may hear it on the radio portion of our show later in less than an hour. 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. Today's a good day to get a message on the Chump Line. My silver bullet holiday gift idea, Raycon wireless earbuds with seamless Bluetooth pairing and premium audio quality. Raycons are perfect for calls or music, for work or play, at home or on the go. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will we be back to normal before September of 2021?
That's what Andrew Cuomo said today in New York. He doesn't have a very good track record for either managing the virus or veracity in his management or making predictions generally. No, I don't think we will be.
67% say nope, we'll still be status quo.
All right. We just told you the president just posted a 46-minute speech. I think is it on YouTube, Taylor?
It's on Facebook.
Facebook?
Yeah, he tweeted out a link to it with a 2-minute version of the video, and he said the full version is on Facebook.
That's an odd place to put it, isn't
it? Well, I mean,
not everybody's on Facebook.
I think a lot more people are on Facebook than Twitter, actually, but it's not as quick a response to get things on Facebook rather than Twitter. And the president gets censored in some places, so Facebook seems like the safest place for him.
All right. I want to play a sound cut from Nevada. We haven't heard much about Nevada, but they appear to have some smoking guns in Nevada. And this is Jesse Benal, or Benal, I don't know how to pronounce it. He's one of Trump's lawyers in Nevada. You know, Adam Laxalt, the former attorney general in Nevada, and Rick Grenell, the former acting DNI. They've been out working in Nevada. And there was a lot of irregularities, shall we say, in Nevada. So cut 15.
We have data showing that people who were on the record as having voted by mail didn't even receive ballots and say that they didn't vote. Voters have been disenfranchised in Nevada because every single time there's a fraudulent vote cast, put into the system, it dilutes the votes of honest voters.
I mean, again, equal protection under the Constitution. That's the 14th Amendment. And as President Trump said, you know, they don't even require an ID. He didn't point this out, but if you want to get on an airplane, commercial flight, you've got to produce an ID. You want to get a drink at a game, assuming that you could go back to watching games, you need to have an ID. Most state Democratic conventions, you need to produce an ID to get inside the hall, but you don't need an ID to vote. And this is about the almost 300,000 ballots that were shipped from New York to Pennsylvania and then vanished. And again, this guy's under oath. This is a sworn affidavit that this guy did. Okay, we don't have time for it. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk to Kurt Schlichter about some of the politician scofflaws in the golden state of California. Is there a single Democrat in California who hasn't been spotted flaunting the rules that they want everybody else to obey and be punished for disregarding? We'll be back. I'm Howie Carr. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift they'll use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. My Raycon wireless earbuds have allowed me to work from home more easily, take my workout outdoors with an awesome playlist, and listen to whatever I want to without disturbing anyone around me. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise-isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. And the audio quality is amazing. So this holiday season, get them something they can use for calls or music, for work or play, at home or on the go, or just pick up a pair for yourself. Trust me, you're going to use them every day. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 20% off your Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. And again, if you want to leave a message on the Chump line, today is a good day to do so. Just press 2 for the Chump line when you go to 844-500-4242 and leave your message, and you might hear it on our radio version of the show in the next hour. Joining us now on the line is Kurt Schlichter. He is a lawyer in Southern California, and he is a columnist for Town Hall. And he's got a number of novels out, and it's his fifth Kelly Turnbull novel has just come out. And it's a pleasure to have him on the show. Kurt, I thought of you this morning as I was going over the stories coming out of the paper, and I see, and this is just today. San Jose's Democrat mayor apologizes after he ignored coronavirus guidelines. So then I go a little further. San Francisco Mayor London Breed, who imposed first citywide lockdown, dined at French Laundry restaurant the night after Governor Gavin Newsom's infamous party. And then that, of course, was this was just hours after news had broken that the L.A. Supervisor, formerly known as Zelda Gilroy on the Dobie Gillis show, had voted to shut down outdoor dining in L.A. and then gone to her favorite restaurant just before the ban took effect. Are there any, Kurt, I this is a long setup, but are there any Democrats in the Golden State of Colorado, who California, who haven't violated their own regulations and lockdowns?
Well, Howie, statistically, there's got to be one. Right? And they're all going to the French Laundry, you know, and having, you know, a truffle-infused pear bechamel with a fine pâté. And it's like, you know, most of the people like eating ramen because they have no jobs.
Right. I saw that Mayor Breed in San Francisco, I guess it was the birthday party of the daughter-in-law of a Hong Kong billionaire. So, you know, just somebody that, you know, the average hoi polloi would sit down with and go to a bowling alley for, you know, bowl a couple of strings and then get some pizza to go, right? That's all this is.
Oh, this thing is so annoying. It's, you know, California is probably the worst governed state in the country. Yeah, well, you know, there's Illinois. You know, you got to run neck and neck. But the whole idea of these hacks going out and ignoring their, you know, foam-mouthed warnings. Yeah, have you had Thanksgiving with your parents? You'll kill everyone. It's just, you know, the hypocrisy is galling. And to the extent that you do need to be careful about COVID, and I've had COVID.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real thing. There are people who can, you know, people who die from it, you know. But you don't have to act like idiots. And I think people can be relied on not to. But they're not going to trust people if the people are always wrong and always lying to them.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the story about the mayor of San Jose, Sam Liccardo. And I believe he's an apologist for the rioters, right? I think I recall him from the spring.
Oh, they all are.
Yeah.
I think that's a requirement.
But He was busted by a local TV station that said that Liccardo broke county health protocols and spent the day with his elderly parents and with an unknown number of other guests. And this is after he had said he would spend the holiday staying home. Yet his office later claimed, this was after he was busted, Kurt. His office said that the spokesperson misspoke. That's nice, isn't it? You don't get to do that in a court trial, do you?
That's quite a misstatement. That's a pretty substantial error, like 100%.
Here's his statement, his lengthy statement. I have a very large family, he says. So I guess nobody else in San Jose has a large family, right? So he gets a pass.
Most of them are, look, admittedly, most of them are barren childless hipsters. Living on bunk beds, slaving it away for Google.
And so then London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, her spokesperson said that the party that she went to at the French Laundry, this is this place where you can get $100,000 bottles of wine. It was a small family birthday dinner. Okay. So what's the big deal here, Kurt?
It is more proof that our ruling class is the worst ruling class of all American history. It's like these guys have inherited all the institutions. They didn't build them. They didn't create them. They just went to Harvard and then got handed the keys to them as if somebody coming out of Cambridge was in any way competent. I keep looking back to what Buckley said, which is he'd rather be governed out of the first 50 people in the Boston phone book than the Harvard faculty. And boy, that's sure correct.
Yeah, and Mayor Breed was at this French Laundry, this super ultra posh exclusive place, the night after Governor Gavin Newsom had violated his own guidelines by going to it, and and they were in the same room, Kurt. They went to the same. What is this? The Democrat politicians let them eat cake room that they've got at the French Laundry. You there, Kurt?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm back. It's the Marie Antoinette ring.
Yeah.
let them eat cake. Pick one.
So then it looks like there's a rebellion brewing though in California because Beverly Hills last night the city council denounced the fact that they're shutting down all of the outdoor dining in Los Angeles County, and they're talking about setting up their own public health department so they don't have to rely on the county health department and they can do whatever the hell they please. So I guess this is what happens when you have these governments that try to impose these draconian measures on the population. People begin to think about seceding from the larger larger jurisdiction, don't they, Kurt?
Look, Howie, it is impossible to maintain the status quo when one side decides it's going to alter it to its own advantage and then gets outraged when everybody else decides they want to have the same rules. And we're seeing that all over the place, including, you know, most recently elections, because remember the last elections were hacked by Putin, apparently, and now it's racist, sexist, and transphobic to have any doubt about the legitimacy of an election. And look, you cannot function. It is human nature that people will not accept. They'll accept for a little while, but after a while, it just doesn't work. And if these people knew anything about human beings, which they don't because they have no life experience. I mean, my first job was mopping out a toilet. Gavin Newsom's, you know, life was pretty much Downton Abbey upstairs. And, you know, he doesn't know anything about human beings.
No, he doesn't seem to. I thought he couldn't go any further when he announced his holiday eating guidelines and said, in between bites, you should put the mask on your face.
Yeah, I got some he can bite.
it's really something. Before we talk about your novel, I want to bounce one more thing off you. This was just today. California. This was from the Washington Free Beacon. I don't know if it's their story or someone else broke it. California taxpayers shelled out more than $1 million to a man linked to a Chinese espionage program, making him the state government's highest paid worker. He was the chief investment officer for the California Public Employees, CalPERS. That's the retirement system. And he made more than $1.7 million in 2019. So this is, again, this is nothing new. I mean, Senator Feinstein, another mask scofflaw, she employed a driver for 20 years who allegedly had ties to the Chinese Secret Service, didn't she?
Of course she did. Look, I mean... huge numbers of people are owned by the Chinese. It's just a fact. And we've got to stop tolerating. And I have a feeling we will. It's just kind of a race before they take everything over or we pull our heads out of the sand.
Yeah. All right. Kurt Schlichter, you've got I always love your column and I enjoy it. And you've got a new book out, a new novel, and it's doing pretty well on Amazon, I think, isn't it? Tell us about it.
Oh, wow, it got down to number 29. I beat 50 Shades of Grey. Super excited about that. It's called Crisis. It's the fifth in my Kelly Turnbull series of exciting, action-packed, smart-mouth, conservative thrillers. Andrew Breitbart said, hey, we got to write our own stuff. That's got to be good. I was going to write something that was fun. I wrote the first one, People's Republic, in 16, about America splitting into red and blue and seeing what happens in, you know, when blue states run wild. And, five books later, people just love these things, Howie. I'm looking at a sixth, and Kelly Turnbull may be visiting Boston.
Oh, that's good. Well, I hope...
I have a feeling he may be visiting Boston.
Well, that's good. I hope to meet Kelly Turnbull when he comes to the Bay State, if the lockdowns ever end in the Bay State. Take it easy and lead the resistance movement in California against these lockdowns and against this hypocrisy from the California Democrats. Thank
you. I'm ready to fight the power.
Thank you. That's Kurt Schlichter from California. If you don't want to replace your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. Genesis 950 was my go-to product for Mr. Gooner. The reviews are amazing, as this is one product that actually works. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stain so they're gone for good. Right, Grace?
Grace is gone, but I can tell you, I used Genesis 950 this past weekend. I inherited a few trucks, and they're pretty dirty on the inside, so I'm getting them ready to sell. The person was a lifelong smoker, but Genesis 950 has taken care of all the crud and junk that was in there. And the truck's interiors are looking brand new thanks to Genesis 950.
Its antibacterial component removes pet odors and other odors, smoking odors, from carpet and padding. Genesis 950 can be used in a carpet cleaning machine. Genesis 950 is made in America. It's a concentrate, so 1 gallon makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner, so you don't need to buy it very often, obviously. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains, as Taylor just told you. I bought it to my daughter Carolyn's new home, and she couldn't believe the results. Use it in bathrooms, kitchens, floors, and on grease stains. It's great for degreasing engines, wheels, and tires. Consider trying Genesis 950 before purchasing new carpets. It's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Genesis 950 has great customer service if you need to contact them. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com, and you'll receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and discount using code Howie. That's genesis950.com, genesis950.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Earlier we played the 2-minute cut of the president's 46-minute statement that he made today about continuing the fight to challenge the contested election returns in various states. And Joe Biden also spoke today, and he made an interesting comparison between wearing a mask and being in combat in earlier conflicts. Listen up.
You know, I hear all this about, well, it's a great sacrifice of my freedom. Well, tell that to all the people who went to World War I and gave their lives, and World War II and the Korean War. And tell, I mean, come on. You're helping other people. It's not you. It's other people.
So does he mean that everybody who wears a mask is going to get a ribbon or a medal like they were in a combat theater? Does he really believe that? Has he seen any of these latest studies that show that if you're asymptomatic or you don't have or you don't have any symptoms at all, or you don't test positive, you can't spread it. You can't spread it. Masks, school closings, lockdowns, they haven't worked, have they? The places that have had lockdowns, like Massachusetts, they claim the rates are going up, right? Other places as well.
Are the people that wear the masks while they're alone in their cars going for the Congressional Medal of Honor?
At least a silver star or a bronze star. I don't know. This is absurd. Okay, you know the kind of questions that they ask President Trump whenever he goes out. It's just an obnoxious string. It's not questions. It's just insults hurled at him, and like, are you going to pardon yourself at Thanksgiving last week? We just wanted to give you a taste of the kinds of questions that Joe Biden gets, starting off with yesterday's hard hitting scribe asking him about his recent accident with Major the Wonder Dog. Cut four.
Mr. President-elect, how does your foot feel? How's your foot?
Good. Thank you, friend.
How does your foot feel? Then there was on the campaign trail.
Hold on. Her asking that question reminded me of visiting any elderly relative in a nursing home. Did the doctor see you today? Nana, did the doctor see you today?
Yeah, to which Nana responds, did you bring me those Pall Malls? I told you to bring me some smokes.
My Nana didn't smoke. Maybe yours did.
All right, but this is not the only tough question Biden faced. On the campaign trail in Durham, North Carolina in October, I believe. Listen to this one. Cut 28.
Mr. Biden, what flavor did you get?
We got one vanilla, one chocolate, but I wanted to get what we call black and white, but we're going to move it. We're going to split it.
You know, they always ask Trump, why do you attack Democrats? Why can't you work across the aisle? Why are you such an orange man bad? This is the question they ask Biden. Cut 26.
So do you expect Republicans to put up a significant roadblock to your nomination?
Are you kidding me?
If Republicans will put up significant roadblocks. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I'm in upstate New York. And 22nd Congressional District with Claudia Tenney and against Anthony Brandisi. And
right.
Here we are over 4 weeks, and they're still jerking around back and forth. They can't get the count right. Now they got some little county up here, Shenango County, which is very rural like we are here in Broome County. And now all of a sudden they got 400 more votes that all of a sudden showed up. And they're going to wait until Monday the 7th, December 7th, to go to a judge and everything to get this thing straightened out. We'll be like 5 weeks into the election.
Who's ahead right now? It goes back and forth. Who's ahead right now?
Ahead by like 12 after the
Who
weekend.
Who is? Tenney or Brandisi?
Yeah, no, Tenney was ahead by like 12 votes after the weekend.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden today, there's this mysterious 400 votes showed up or whatever like that, and they said they're going to be going.
Oh, I that's This is ridiculous. Tenney is a good candidate. She was defeated, I think, in 2018, and you know, when the Republicans lost a lot of seats, she came back. She was ahead by 28,000 votes on election night, and then they've been counting and counting and counting, and she was still ahead as of last night. And so, guess what happened? They decided that they were going to give her they needed some more votes. So somehow 400 more votes have appeared. Gee, I wonder who's going to get most of those 400 votes. They gotta stop this from happening. This is absurd. It's amazing that the Republicans held on to win all those seats in California, because those were operatives that took, I think, 7 seats from the Republicans in 2018, but the Republicans got at least 4 of them back. All right. We'll be back. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Howie Carr.